You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. He's Dan Menigan. He is in for Jeff today. My name is Andy Baskin. We had a chance to talk to Brian Anderson. I know we got into football there towards the end of it, but the baseball stuff I thought was interesting, especially because, you know, Rob Manfred always kicking around ideas. He's the man that brought us the pitch clock and brought us all these little
love
things.
Love him for that.
But by the way, I think, you know, the changes he's made to the game have been good. I don't really have any problems with them. You know, as we're a couple years into it, I don't feel the problems that we once thought we saw on the other side of it.
I was all in on the bigger bases. I was all in on the pitch clock. I don't love the whole no shift thing, but okay, fine, sure. Like I'll give you that one. That's fine.
Yeah.
The disengagement, you don't even pay attention. Like nope. I was okay with all the stuff. At least I believe I was. I don't know. I don't remember half the things I say yesterday, let alone 3 years ago.
True.
But like, I believe I was okay with everything mostly throughout all of it. I mean, we've knocked out 45 minutes of time that was done with just dawdling. We've literally knocked out 45 minutes of dawdling, which fantastic.
It's also 45 minutes less of selling beer.
But they opened the gates up earlier now, which gets your beer problem solved. Open the gates up earlier. That's what the guards do.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there will always be time to sell beer.
All right, you win. One of the things that he had talked about, and again, he talked to the fan, and we brought that up during the conversation with Brian Anderson. But the other part of this is expansion. Can we even have this conversation until they have a collective bargaining agreement or no?
I mean, we can have it. It's just this is going to be an ugly collective bargaining agreement. Especially some of the stuff that Rob Manfred's saying right now is stuff that I could immediately. I mean, Brett Rooker, the first baseman / right fielder of the, what are we calling him? Los Oclamento Athletics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you even call them athletics? Remember, they got trademark problems.
Ooh. The Los Oclamento baseball team.
Yes.
All right.
Baseball franchise. Let's make it more wordy.
This is going to turn into a serious tongue twister. But anyways, Brett Rooker, who's very good at baseball, is basically screaming at Rob Manfred right now for some of the comments that he made involving, you know, wanting to put a limit on when free agents can sign, which I think is crap, if we're being honest. And I think that's the cleanest thing that I can say.
I don't get it. So that would that put more pressure on the teams or the player to sign?
The players. The thought, I mean, we know who Rob Manfred is there for. He's the representative. He's a human meat shield for 30 owners. I mean, that's literally what the guy's job is. They could literally rephrase MLB commissioner to MLB human meat shield. Because that's his job, is just go out there and get yelled at.
Isn't that all their jobs?
Not the 30 owners. No.
No, I'm just saying all the commissioners.
Oh, yeah.
That's their job.
We could start calling them human meat shields.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Let me go into
compensated human meat shields.
I know you kind of want to talk about that, but I also want to get to this too, and maybe I will spend a little more time talking about this later. But
sure.
They had talked about going to 32 teams, right? And I'm looking at Fox's model. Fox gave the expansion teams to Charlotte in the American League.
That makes sense.
And then Portland in the National League. Which,
Portland makes
by the way, Rob Manfred told FAN that he'd be done with the American and National Leagues too.
See, now that I don't like.
I don't want to do that either. It's just like they'd go east and west. And forget it. Just east could be American League, west could be National League. If that's how you want to do it, who cares?
I'm sorry I keep cutting you off. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
I get better about
no
that.
No worries.
I don't want both Chicago teams in the same league.
That's what I'm looking at here.
I don't want
here.
Both New York teams in the same league. I don't want the Dodgers and the Angels in the same league. Like I like having those as two different leagues. And I know now there's no rule or anything like that. We're not having the pitchers hit, which thank the heavens. Mm-hmm. I understand that part of it, but I like having, you know, the AFC and the NFC. I like having the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I like having those ideas that are out there. The hockey ones, which I can't remember, right, which I think is also East and West, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eastern and Western.
Yeah. I like having that. Do you like having that?
I like American and National.
Me too.
I'm good with that. I just don't, like, why would you want to walk away from that? Now, Here's what where the Guardians would land in this Fox Sports scenario. They would end up in the AL Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, we can work on marketing. We'll get marketing on it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. And so what you would have is in the American League, then it would turn into the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Great Lakes, and the Southeast. So we wouldn't even be in the Great Lakes.
Yeah,
we'd be in
the Mid-Atlantic. How the hell is Cleveland not in the Great Lakes?
In the National League, you would have the Midwest, the Central, the Southwest, and Northwest. I don't know. Maybe the person who wrote this for Fox Sports isn't geographically challenged. I don't know.
The stadium is like a par five away from the lake. What do you mean we're not the Great Lakes?
I'm just saying. And so we would be in the AL Mid-Atlantic with Baltimore, Washington, Pittsburgh, and us.
Yeah, you don't own a map.
And
that
so,
person
and,
doesn't own a map.
And so that would take Detroit away, and that would also take games against Cincinnati away, if you care about it. And, you know, I'm just like, I don't know why, but I would feel better if they came up. I see why they do the regional alignment the way it is, but I don't know. I do not. You're not with Detroit anymore. Detroit moves to the Great Lakes with Minnesota, Milwaukee, and the Blue Jays. So that means Milwaukee comes back. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think if you're trying to do the division thing or you're trying to realign all of that stuff, like it makes total sense to do Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Detroit like that. That to me is a division.
But I think you're looking at that from a Cleveland standpoint because he's got the NL or he or she. I don't know who wrote the story. NL Midwest as the Cubs, the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Reds. Traditionally, that doesn't really sound that bad. Traditionally, it doesn't, especially because you're talking about the Cardinals and the Cubs. And the Reds and the Cardinals and the Reds and the Cubs. Like, I can live with that.
But it's farther from Cincinnati to St. Louis and Cincinnati to Chicago than it is from Cleveland to
Cincinnati.
Detroit. Or Cleveland, yeah, Cleveland to Cincinnati. Or I think St. Louis to... I'm not the one you want to ever ask about geography. I will flunk geography in a minute. So if I go any farther down this line, we're done for.
So how is St. Louis not with Kansas City? That's the next question.
Right, that would be the better. So look, it's all so fluid. Charlotte makes a lot of sense for an expansion team. There's a huge baseball
in Portland on the other side
in that area. The only thing with Charlotte they're going to run into is the Braves are going to fight you tooth and nail to keep Charlotte. That's such a huge Braves country in that area that they'll fight you on that one. Portland makes a ton of sense too. That's another one with the way Oregon State's taken off and Oregon as well and their baseball programs. I mean, there's a big baseball area in there as well. That makes a ton of sense, and that city is growing. Plus, whatever the hell happens in Vegas, I have no idea how that's going to go.
Yeah, so this is an old one. I mean, this just came out like end of the season. But I'm just looking at this is why they explain Brewers, Washington, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
It'd be really hard for me,
Orioles.
Not to give the Expos back to Montreal. I mean, Montreal wants the Expos back.
Yeah, why wouldn't they give
Why wouldn't you give back the Expos?
Especially if they went into a dome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the one of the stuff that I keep circling. In the same way that, like, if the NBA expands, you got to give the Supersonics back to Seattle.
Let me just tell you what Fox said. The Orioles and Nationals don't share a city, but they're close enough to share the same regional sports network. It's the fact that it's been a point of contention between the two in the past.
Yes,
the two
is.
Are already paired up as designated rivals by MLB, so keeping them together makes sense. Pirates and Guardians are both chartering new territory, and it's because they both make more sense for each other here than other division. Pirate fans, you will feel odd not being in the Central anymore, considering you're no longer haunted by the Cubs or Cardinals or the Brewers were last season. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing the Pirates and Guardians together, but we're sitting here bowing down to the Orioles and Nationals. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
As long as it ends with everyone playing everyone.
Well,
thing that they've done is made every team play every team.
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps 92.3 The Fan. Tim May joins us at 1 o'clock.